Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
What's up, y'all? Welcome to the Best Bits this weekend. I've got my guy Lunchbox on here with me. He's currently eating a burrito.
Wait. I didn't know my mic was on. I'm used to seeing a red light. There's no red light on this one.
Nope, you're just eating your burrito. It's fine. We're going to keep going. We got stuff to talk about today. This is the Best Bits Part 1, which is where I talk behind the scenes with the show member. And if you want just the bits, that's part 2, so you can go check that out. But right now, Lunchbox and I got some...
But who... No. There's no way anybody just wants the bits, right? Most people want to hear us.
I mean, it's both. People want to listen to both.
That's crazy. Well, maybe, yeah, okay, that's true.
You know, catching up on life in the show, they got to see everything.
So. Yeah, I guess some people don't like iced tea, so they're not going to like me, so they'll skip over this part. Or maybe they don't like Kool-Aid, so they don't like you, so they move on. Okay.
I'm glad that you are iced tea and I am Kool-Aid.
Yeah, well, you have blue stuff in your drink, so I kind of went Kool-Aid.
I do. I put Mio in my drinks. Yes, I don't like regular water.
Don't know what that means, but all right, Mio.
Well, coming in at number 7, we had Craig Campbell on the show this week, and he came in to talk about opening up a coffee shop, which is so cool because it's so different than a lot of things other artists have done, which is just to open up bars and restaurants in town, and he opened up a coffee shop like 30 minutes outside of town.
I feel like a bar or restaurant will make more money than a coffee shop, but I don't know. I don't know anything about coffee. I've never had coffee. I don't understand coffee. Like right now, we are in the middle of summer, right?
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't care what side you're on. Cold-blooded, hot-blooded. It's been freaking hot.
It has
everywhere
been,
around
yes.
Everywhere around the United States. So I don't care who you are. But it's been hot. So how do people go and drink coffee when it's 100 degrees outside? Like, explain that to me. Yeah, I'll take a large coffee with 2 creams and 1 sugar. Yo, man, it's 100 degrees outside. So you want 150 degree coffee in the 100 degree weather. So explain it to me.
They're like internally hot and externally hot.
I mean, you have to be sweating in your car or in your office. Yeah. I just don't understand it. So that's... One thing I've never understood about coffee, and I understand the people that get the caramel,
like macchiato things.
Yeah, the iced coffees, all that. But those weren't even around for a while, but people still drank coffee in the middle of summer. But most people still drink hot coffee in the summer. And you guys need to be investigated because you are weird.
Well, I can't tell you because I don't drink coffee either. We have 2 non-coffee drinkers, and that's very uncommon right now.
There are days when I'm tired. The kids and my wife's like, maybe today's the day you start drinking coffee. And I'm like, no, why would I? I mean, I'll just take a nap or I'll, you know, power through. But I don't need coffee. Like, that just seems. Ugh.
Well, it is better for our bodies, too, not to have coffee. So
Is it really?
Yeah, it is. I mean, like, I was literally just at the doctor going through all these tests. She was like, you don't drink coffee? I mean, that saves us a lot of time. I was like, sweet.
Yeah, I don't drink. Like Cokes. Like I gave up Cokes back in high school. Yeah.
So all you drink is your water from your fancy water bottle.
Yeah, my Lark. I'm telling you, this thing is amazing. Look, I can filter. I can
Oh.
Look at that. Right now it's going through the filtration process. Yeah. So coffee, I wonder when people get into coffee. Is it high school? Is it college? I think most people were college or right after college when you get your first quote unquote real job, supposedly.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I think it's college because college has the late nights, early mornings, you know.
But I feel like in college you didn't need it. You were so like, yo, I'm young. It doesn't matter now.
You're wired.
Yes, that's what I mean. You're wired for that lifestyle. So I don't think coffee was needed. True. But I don't know.
Listen, what I want to know, though, is because he opened up a coffee shop, if you could open up something like a shop of any kind, what would it be? And I'll let you think about it. Okay.
Oh, that's weird.
I know, but I'll tell you mine. Maybe it'll give you an idea. But mine would be a dessert bar. Only desserts. It only serves all the desserts. You come in, you're not coming for a meal.
You're like a bakery.
No. This is like, I went to one in Portland, Maine, and it was like amazing. You literally, this entire menu is full of all these different desserts. You could do like a dessert trio, or you could do several different desserts, and you get drinks that are inspired or that connect to the desserts, and that's all you have.
Like alcoholic drinks?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
So it's like literally called a dessert bar. So not like a bakery where you go in and get like, you know, the cooked or baked goods or a cake. You go and get these different, like a chocolate cake or like red velvet cupcakes, different types of desserts. And then you eat them all and they're like all fancy and it's a dessert bar. I want to open up one here in Nashville.
Are you going to really do it?
I mean, I'd love to, but like, let's be honest, I don't have the money for that.
I mean, the way you talked about it is like, I want to open this up. Like,
I mean, already, I do. Like, if there's an investor out there, yeah, sure, let's go.
You're already looking into it. I really have no idea. I've never given any thought to opening like a shop. Like, I don't know anything that I would enjoy that much, like, shop-wise. Like, I thought...
Well, you like running. You like soccer. Yeah, but I
would love to open an indoor soccer facility, but that's not a shop.
Oh, no, that's okay. That works. Just any kind of business.
Yeah, yeah. I would open an indoor soccer facility, but it's a lot of, to run it, it'd be a lot. It's a lot of money. It's like $3 million, but now land has gone up. Building materials have gone up. So it'd be really, really expensive, but I think that is one thing that I could do. And it would make a lot of money because there's a lot of people moving here and a lot of people that play soccer, and indoor is something they don't really have. And so, and I'm talking indoor where you actually get to use the walls. Like, we play indoor in the winter, but it's just really futsal, which means you can't use the wall. It's just on a field in the indoor. There's no walls. So yes,
different distinction.
Yes. An indoor soccer facility would be what I would do, but I don't know. Probably never going to happen. And now that I got three kids and there's just no chance.
I mean, you never know if that's
no,
your dream.
No. It's not my dream. It's not my dream.
It's not your dream?
No. You just said it was my dream. No. Okay. I thought about it, and I thought, oh, that'd be a cool idea, but then I just, I don't know.
It fizzled. It never, like, stayed up there as the dream. It just kind of was like, that'd be cool, and then it fizzled.
It would be great, yeah. I would love it. Like, if someone came to me and was like, hey, man, I'm going to open a soccer facility, I'd be like, I'll invest, and they're like, how much you got, $50? Yeah, I'm in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's about it. I don't think, like, a bar back in the day, I wanted to open a bar, but now it's just like, there ain't no way. Cause in the beginning you got to be there all the time and no, thank you.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Long hours aren't for
long
you
anymore. Long hours are not for me anymore. And me bartending nowadays, not as much fun as when I was 25, 26, but whatever. So yeah, I guess indoor soccer facility, and you can put your little cupcake bar in there and people can buy desserts after the game.
Right? Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah.
I know.
Because that was one of the best things about the indoor soccer facility when I lived in Austin is after the game, you get a pitcher of beer and sit there with your team and drink a pitcher of beer. And it's fun.
It's all about the memories, let's be honest.
Oh, yeah. Let's think about those times.
Okay. Well, I do have some more random questions to ask you, so I'm going to need you to get, like, ready for these, okay?
I'm ready.
Because at number six, Dr. Bobby answered medical questions of all of us on the show. And now I have some just totally random things that I need you to answer.
Can I answer something about that segment?
Yeah. Answer something. You can say something about the segment. Sure. Yes.
And does it ruin it if I say something about it?
No. I mean, it's fine. They'll go listen to the bit if they want to hear the whole thing.
My whole question for Dr. Bobby was about my shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody believes me that I can't touch my shoulders. They're like, oh, you're just faking it. You're faking it. Guys, like, I am 100% legit telling you, I cannot touch my shoulders. I cannot pat myself on the back. So I'm not faking it. My arms just don't do it. And so, like, right when we got off the air, I went in the other room and Kevin and Pitts, who work behind the scenes, They're like, dude, you're so stupid. That's so dumb. And I'm like, guys, I'm not joking. And so they would take my arm and try to force it onto my shoulder. Like, all right, you're putting resistance up. I'm like, no, I am not. Literally, that's what happens when you push down. It does not do it.
Like, your limbs don't move that way.
They don't. Like, my grandpa on my dad's side couldn't do it. My dad can barely touch his shoulders with the tip of his thumb. And so
that's a genetic thing for sure.
For sure. But people tell me I'm faking it. I ain't faking it, okay? It's for real. It's a disability.
Okay, I wouldn't go that far. But maybe you should do a reel of it.
Well, no. Even if I do it, they think I'm faking it.
But I'm saying you do it, and then you make people try and push it and do different things just to prove, like, hey, guys, I really can't move my arm.
Because, like, I mean, it's so weird. Like, you would think you could just touch your shoulder or pat yourself.
He's doing it right now. You guys can't see it, but, like, he can't actually do it.
I can't do it. Like, no matter what I do, I cannot do it. It's the weirdest thing in the
world.
And
it is funny because we'll do our TikTok dances, and if something ever requires his arms to be, like, up or around his face of some form, you can kind of tell because he can't 100% do it.
It's so weird. Like, what a weird thing to have. And, like, when I'm trying to... like do things around the house. Like sometimes I can't bend my arm a certain way. So I have to turn my whole body. And my wife's like, what are you? She's like, sorry. And I'm like, yeah, get off me.
It is. I mean, at least you've always had, you know, when they do those things in class, it was like, what's one interesting fact about you?
Yeah. You
always
know,
had one.
You want to know another one?
What's another one?
Okay. Here, I'm going to give you change, right?
Okay.
How do you do it? Yeah. See, I can't do that.
What do you mean?
I can't put my palm to the sky.
You can't put your palm. Try it right now. Oh, yeah. You just have, like, limited mobility in, like, your shoulder or something. About that range of motion.
It's so weird. Like, I can't turn my... Yeah. And so,
is
like...
Is this why you didn't play a lot of sports with balls? That's why you played, like, soccer ball? Because you didn't need your hands?
No. I played baseball until I was 12. I just wasn't very good. Like, my brother played baseball all the way through college. He has the same thing.
Huh.
Yeah. Okay. And so, like, you'd have to kind of turn
it. I was going
to
say, it definitely, like, changes just your mobility of things. So, like, that would make it harder to play certain sports.
Yes. And so, like, when people would give you change at the grocery, when they give you change at the grocery store, they hand it to you, and I can only go sideways. So sometimes it drops out of my hand, and they're like, oh, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, no, really. It's just me. It's just me. Don't worry about it.
So, basically, you're glad that we now do, like, cards only, pretty much, because then you don't have to get change back. No,
we still do. We still have cash. Like, there's still cash out there in the world.
I
don't know if you know that, but yes, there's still cash.
But, like, tell me you use cash when you can't catch the cash back. Like, that was hard.
Wait. Say that. Tell me you can't catch a kucha.
Tell me you can't. You give cash when you can't catch the cash back. That was hard.
No, here.
I got it.
No, instead of catch the cash back, get the change back.
Okay, whatever.
Because dollar bills is easy.
Okay, dollar bills is easy, but change is hard.
Yes, like sometimes like in a drive-through or whatever. Oh, boy.
You'll still give cash, though?
Sometimes, yeah. Mm.
See, I would be like, oh, I'm going to use this to my advantage and just only use a card.
Here's the problem with only using card nowadays is that my retirement fund is not getting anything in it because No Teeth Keith, who is my old baseball coach, kid, it's a beautiful day out there. He taught me about retirement. And so my retirement was whenever you get, like whenever the total is $2.03, right?
Yeah.
He's like, kid, you just give him $3 and you get the 97 cents back. And then you just put that change in a drawer and that's your retirement.
So you're telling me your retirement fund is sitting in a drawer right now?
No, it's in a jar because I've been building it up. So yeah, so I never would spend change. So I would always just get the left, and that was going to be my retirement.
I mean, I feel like you need more than the change of things that you do.
Just think about it, though.
Retirement, though.
No. Just think about it over your entire life. Like from when you were 16 until now, if you were still just using cash, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If every time you never paid with the cents, you only gave dollars, how much extra money you would have in that jar? You would have a buttload of money. A buttload.
Yes. But I also just like make sure to take some out of my paycheck every time too.
Well, I don't do that.
See, that's why. Like,
I don't do that. That's what I'm saying. So my retirement fund has really taken a hit. And there was, I used to have a big old jar, like almost full.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I don't know. It's like an Ozarka bottle if you're thinking of it, like, but it's glass, okay?
Okay.
And so for all you people at home, and if you don't know what an Ozarka bottle is that gets delivered to your house and you get it, or office buildings.
You're talking about the huge, like, filtered water, basically. Yes.
Yes. I think they're like 5 gallons.
Yeah.
Maybe they're bigger than that. I don't know.
They're like light blue.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So I had one of those, and it was like halfway full, right?
Yeah.
And I came home one day, and I was like, I went to bed. It was after a weekend. I went out of town for something. I don't know. And I came back, went to bed. Monday morning, I got up for work, right? And mm-hmm. I found a dime in my pocket. And I threw that dime in there, and it goes, dink. And I'm like, dink? No. It shouldn't be dinking, because there's so much change in there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, huh, that's weird. And I was like, I looked at it, I was like, man, that looks awful empty. And I was like, nah, it's like 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm just tired, right? I'll look at it when I get home from work. And I got home from work and I was like, that looks empty.
Like totally empty?
Like it used to take me 2 hands to pick it up.
Yeah.
Because it was so heavy. And I could pick it up with 2 fingers.
Oh, empty. Who emptied it?
My roommate.
Oh, your roommate stole it?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
When was that? When did that happen?
12 years ago.
Dang. And that was from like, I don't know, basically like your childhood up until then?
Yeah.
How much money do you think he got away with?
Thousands, probably.
Dang.
Yeah.
That's awful. This is also why you have your retirement.
It hurt.
Not and like, in
and
a
I, and like I confronted the roommate.
Yeah.
And this is the line. I said, man, I used to be able to barely pick this up with 2 hands. It was so heavy. And now I can pick up with 2 fingers. And his girlfriend looks at me and goes, do you think maybe you're getting stronger?
Oh my gosh. No. So he never admitted to
never,
it and you never got the money back.
No.
But you still lived with him?
Well, no, I gave him the boop, boop, boop. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. Because it was my house. And so I was like, hey, man, like, I told him, and this is how I phrased it.
Dang, you're still pretty sad, huh?
Oh, it hurt. It hurt. This is how I phrased it. I said, hey, I'm not saying you did it, but either you did it or someone you know did it because I wasn't here.
Yeah.
And
what did he say?
He's just like, no, man, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, I can't believe you accused me of that.
Mm, he so, did it.
Yeah.
He for sure did it.
Right. And it's, maybe he was having a hard time. And if he would just said something, maybe, you know, but whatever. And
that's what he chose instead.
That's what he chose instead. And so that was the.
Dang. This is also why you don't keep your life savings in a water bottle. But I'm very sad for you.
Yeah. Hey, it sucked. And I had to get a new water bottle because when I was confronting him, I put it down on the table and it cracked because I was frustrated. Yeah. You know, I kind of boom.
You're angry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I had to get a new one. And I built it back up a little bit, but not near what it was. But hey, you know, you live, you learn. And that was the second.
But you didn't live and learn because you got a new water bottle. So you're still putting them in there.
Correct. And that's the second time a bucket of change has just been taken from me. Like one time I was in college.
That's why you don't have buckets of change.
No, one time. This was a small one. I was in college and I always just put it in my console, you know, boom, 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 boom. And I don't know. I was going out of town. I was like, oh, I don't want to leave all my change in my car. So I don't want it to get stolen. Right.
Yeah.
And so I filled up one of those, you know, those Gurdjieff chocolates, Gurdjieff chocolates.
I have no idea what you just said.
Yeah. They're like, they're in a tin can and they're like, they're kind of like taquitos. But they have chocolate in them. You know what a taquito is?
I do know what a taquito is, but this feels old.
Google taquito or taquito like chocolate Godali.
That's a very specific.
Well, I'm just telling you, it's the famous brand.
Taquito chocolate?
Taquito like chocolate Godali.
Taquito like chocolate Godali.
Yeah.
No. It's a bunch of taquitos popping up.
Okay, never mind. All right, anyway. So I put it in my room at my apartment in college, you know, and this is, it was a summer. And so I lived with 3 random people, right? And you could lock your bedroom door, but you could just come through the mutual bathroom, common bathroom, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Jack and Jill bathroom.
What? Jack and Jill didn't live there.
It's a Jack and Jill bathroom if there's two bedrooms connected to one bathroom.
Why is that called Jack and Jill?
I don't know. It's just a terminology.
Never heard that in my life. I thought Jack and Jill was just about the fetching the pail of water.
Okay, well, whatever. Go on.
So anyway, I came home from vacation, right? And I stepped on a couple coins on my floor, and I'm like, huh, that's weird. And that tin can was empty.
Another roommate?
Yeah, that was in college.
Dang. You didn't live and learn. It happened in college, and then it happened again.
Well, how would I expect a big old glass jar, Ozarka-type bottle, to get taken? I mean, that's...
No, but I'm just saying you didn't live and learn.
You're right.
That first one should have been enough to be like, okay, I probably shouldn't keep coins for anyone to see.
Because I guess I didn't follow Keith's advice. He always said, kid... And then you throw it on your floorboard of your car. And then when you get home, you scoop it all up and throw it in a drawer. And I didn't put it in a drawer. That was my mistake.
You left it out. You left it out for the taking.
That's where I messed up. It's not in a drawer.
It was very specific advice and you did not follow according to plan.
Yeah. Dang it. All right. That was my mistake. Now I know it. Here we are, 12 years later, and I finally realized what I did wrong.
Yep.
Dang. Sorry, kid.
Would have been a heavy drawer.
Oh, it'd have been a heavy drawer. Oh, man, it would probably have busted. I'd have had to have two Chester drawers.
Well, that is the story of Lunchbox failing to keep his
safe
money.
I don't even know how we got on that.
We were talking about random questions and cash, and I don't know, something along the lines of cash. But we got there.
Did you really ask me a question?
I had not asked you a question yet, no.
Mm. Oh.
Okay. That was 100% on you. I don't remember
a question then. I don't know how we got there.
And then you had something to say. So
did you want to ask a question?
We went there. I do. I have random questions. Okay. So are you ready?
Yeah.
What is the most irrational superstition you have?
Irrational?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's such thing as an irrational...
No, this is a question, Lunchbox. Don't be one of those people that argue with the random questions. You just answer the question.
No, I've got plenty of superstitions, okay, but well, none of them are irrational.
Maybe to you, they're rational.
No, they're absolutely not irrational. Okay. No one thinks
most
they're irrational.
Superstitions are irrational.
Here's the thing. We can go all the way back to high school.
No, hold on. No. Here's the thing with random questions. You answer the question and that's that. Not eight different stories in the midst of what we're getting better at this.
What do you mean?
Because you like to tell like five stories in one.
Yes.
Yes. But with random questions, you can only answer the question.
It's easy. Nowadays, current day superstitions that I do that are not irrational. If like my favorite team, like the Kansas Jayhawks for college basketball, if they're playing, I wear, I'll wear the same shirt.
Mm-hmm.
I wear a shirt. And if they win, that shirt does not get washed. And then I wear the same outfit for every game, sit in the same spot for every game until they lose. If they lose, then you wash it and you can get a different Kansas shirt. But if they keep winning, got to keep going. Like March Madness, you got to be in the same spot, same clothes, can't get a haircut, can't do any of that.
And you believe this is rational?
Absolutely. Okay, like,
interesting.
You want to hear a very not irrational one?
Sure. Not irrational. Sure.
Yes. Back in college, right? The Angels are playing the San Francisco Giants in the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
And I lived with my buddy Clay and my brother moved in. So it's us three. And it's game six. And the Angels are down 3-2.
Mm-hmm.
The Giants are leading. They get the Angels win. So it's game six, they're going to go to game seven. And Clay couldn't be there the next night. So we went in his room, got his dirty clothes off the floor, and we put the shirt over the couch, the jeans laid out, and his socks up on the coffee table just like he had sat the entire game. Because we needed the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim and the Rally Monkey to win the World Series because we hated the San Francisco Giants, even though, you know who the favorite team the Giants were?
Who?
Kid, I just love the Giants. No Teeth Keith. And we sat those clothes out there, and guess what?
Mm,
the Angels won. Whoa! Tell me we didn't have anything to do with that.
That was very irrational, but I also think it had mostly to do with the team probably playing really good that day.
Yeah, don't think that was irrational at all.
Uh-huh. It's typically irrational super fans of sports teams that tend to be the superstitions.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, during the game, I can't drink anything until timeout. Because if the players can't drink, why can I drink?
Oh, you're part of the team. That's why.
And if they're playing well and I gotta go to the bathroom, gotta hold it.
Oh.
Gotta hold it.
Because they're holding it.
No, not because they're holding it, because you don't want to mess up the momentum.
Oh, okay.
You don't wanna let out the good karma.
This is something. I knew you would have some.
Not irrational.
See? They're both pretty irrational, but I support you in it.
What about you?
It makes you feel good.
Like, I don't snack till halftime.
These are all sports related, which does not surprise me.
Well, what else would you have a superstition about?
I don't know. I mean, you could have superstitions about a lot of different things, but most of the time they are related to sports.
I mean, I don't even know what you would have a superstition about. Like, what else are you trying to, like, well, I mean, I guess lottery tickets, I try to go to the most rundown gas stations. Like, I don't go to the nice fancy ones because I feel like the nice fancy ones aren't going to win. Like, they're not, you need.
Because they don't need it.
Right.
They don't need the money.
Right. You need the rinky dink. Blah, blah, looking.
But that also hasn't worked out for you, though.
No, it hadn't. But
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why? Do you have superstitions? Because
I don't think it's a superstition.
Oh, now yours than, all of a sudden. Really, don't argue with the question.
I really don't think it's a superstition. But if anything, it would fall under that category. Is I always have to touch my back door handle 10 times before I leave, because I have to, like, it's like I have to convince my brain that it's actually closed, locked, the house is all, like, taken care of.
Oh, okay. That's a little irrational.
Yeah. Oh, it's absolutely irrational.
I check my alarm probably 5 times before I close my eyes.
Make sure it's on.
Even though I just set it, I'm like, oh, let me check.
Okay. I do that same thing.
And then I put it down. Let me check.
I think that's more anxiety with our job.
And I make sure it's AM and not, because, you know, everyone's like, you put it on PM and it's like, oh, let me make sure.
Yes.
No. Okay. All right. Good.
Okay. So, yeah, I do that too, but I really do think that's more anxiety with our job. I think that might be superstition.
It's not like I'm like doing it for good luck.
Yes.
I'm just doing it to make sure it's right. So yeah.
Yeah.
Those are my superstitions.
That's
nothing
funny.
Weird about those at all.
Yep. Totally not irrational. If you had to get a tattoo today, what would you get? Had to get a tattoo today.
Okay. I guess what I would do. I mean, my buddy did this, and it's the coolest tattoo I think I've seen. Because I have never wanted a tattoo. I never will get a tattoo. There's just nothing. I mean, where would you put it? And then I think about, I'm about, 6'5", 275 pounds. I don't think people want to see tattoos on this big of a dude. But I think about when I'm 60 and everything, all the skin is sagging down. Like the tattoo is going to just sag. But my buddy, he has 2 kids. And he took their heartbeats from the ultrasound and got them tattooed.
Oh, yeah. And, the length. Of
yeah.
The, yeah.
And that's what I would probably do, is I'd get my 3 kids' heartbeats, because nothing else is that I would not get. I would never. I don't want names on me. I don't like my cousin when we were younger. She was older than me. She was dating this dude and she got his name Jesse tattooed on her knuckles. And I think his last name, turns out Jesse was married.
Oh, yeah. Listen, if you're going to get a tattoo of somebody else, you better be married at the very least.
Nope. And then a guy in college,
he
had his girlfriend's name tattooed over his heart. Then he met another chick. And he was like, oh, I don't like her anymore. So he started dating another chick.
But, you know, people who do get tattoos, they tend to cover them up. So, like, if they're so used to it that they get them. But the hand one is hard, because they aren't covering that up. Like, shoulders, arms, whatever, I'm sure you could find a way to cover that up, right? If you're a tattoo fan.
But still, like, I mean, just think about this. So he has the girl's name tattooed over his heart, right? And then he starts, like, having interest in this other girl. And so they start dating. That other girl has to sit there and look at that girl's name tattooed on his chest.
I would not like that. I would not be the other girl.
He ended up getting tattooed over, some kind of animal. I don't remember. Maybe a panther or something. I don't know. And I was like, that is so crazy. And my buddy Josh, this is crazy. He was in college, right? And he's in this class. He meets this girl. 4 days later, he got her name tattooed across his calf.
What?
Big. I mean, I'm not talking like small lettering. I'm talking all the way on the back of his calf.
Did they get married?
They have 4 kids now.
Oh, that one worked out. That one worked out. But
he showed up. Like, this is
what
back
did she think of it?
I don't know. but they hid it from their parent like for a long time. But I'm talking 4 days he knew her. Not like they were dating.
She was the one.
But I was just like, he showed up. Like, this is when I worked in Austin. He showed up at one of our appearances. Like, I think it was at a Best Buy. And he shows up and goes, look what I did. And I'm like, what the? I was like, he was like, yeah, dude. I mean, I met her 4 days ago. But I mean, just, I'm like, you have lost your mind. Uh-huh. You have lost your mind.
Yeah. Even though he married her still. Yeah.
That's just crazy. Mm-hmm. Crazy.
But he knew. Yeah. You know when you know.
What would you get tattooed?
I'm with you in just that I've never really had a desire to get a tattoo. But I think if I had to get one, it would be like a small paw print of Remy and a small paw print from my cat Safi that I had like 18 years, and they'd be together.
Oh, that's cool.
Like somewhere like on my ankle or my wrist or something, like super small. It literally almost be like you couldn't see it.
Oh, that's small. That's small.
Or like pretty much, you know, like basically I'm the only one that knows it's there. Maybe it'd be white, that white ink that's like cool or whatever. I don't know.
I don't even understand white ink. If you're going to get a tattoo, don't get white ink. If you want a tattoo, the white ink.
It's like really for you.
Mm-hmm. But can you even see it?
Yeah,
you can. Or you just know it's there?
You can see it. You can see like the outline of it. It almost looked like raised skin kind of.
Raised skin?
Raised.
Oh, raised. Say the word. Raised. I was raised. Like, raised skin. What does raised skin look like? I don't know what raised skin looks like. Okay, I'm sorry. That's, okay. And once again, I had three stories for one question. I'm starting to see a trend.
It's okay. We're working through it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My simple solution to the problem was remove people from the scene and help them feel safer.
In response to attacks against Asian Americans, Maddie Park raised over $250,000 to donate cab rides to the Asian community.
There is so much more work to be done. We really need to come together and tackle this issue as a community.
Support the Asian community. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Hi, listener. I'm Carol Fisher, the host of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister. I'm so excited for you to hear the brand new season where we're uncovering a 35-year-old mystery. But for those of you who didn't hear season one or just want to listen to it again, you can now get access to all episodes of that first season of The Girlfriends 100% ad-free through the iHeart True Crime Plus subscription, which is available exclusively on Apple Podcasts. You'll also get access to every single episode of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, ad-free and 1 week early, only available to iHeart True Crime Plus subscribers. So what are you waiting for? Head to Apple Podcasts, search for iHeart True Crime Plus, and subscribe today.
Hey fam, I'm Simone Boyce.
I'm Danielle Robay.
And we're the hosts of The Bright Side, a daily podcast from Hello Sunshine that's guaranteed to light up your day.
Every weekday, we bring you conversations with the culture makers who inspire us.
Like our recent episode with Hollywood royalty Regina and Raina King. We talked about the creative power of women's relationships.
I feel like, thank God for women, like, especially when it comes to Black women, the way we lean on our mothers, our grandmothers, our sisters, our friends. We're just each other's pulse. I mean, it's molecular, you know?
Listen to The Bright Side from Hello Sunshine on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We may be seeing a trend with you, Lunchbox, but we're going to keep working through it because I still love your stories. I love the stories to come that out of the other stories, but it's okay. So numbers quiz happened this week, you and Eddie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Know your numbers because you guys didn't. You feel pretty good about that because, spoiler alert, you won.
I didn't win. I dominated. Here's the thing. Luckily, it was a lot of math. Mm-hmm. And so I felt like that wasn't really numbers because I thought it, like, when you tell me how many of this is there, I'm like, I don't know. Like, how many planets? Not sure. I don't know.
I believe there's 8.
Okay.
9 with Pluto.
Okay. See, that's stupid. We just need to make a decision. Like a dwarf planet. Well, then it's still a planet.
That's why I don't think it's a planet anymore. Like, I think that's why
we just disappeared.
8. Yeah. I don't know. I also don't know that I'm right either, because I suck at numbers.
Do you understand that it makes no sense to tell me, oh, actually, after all these years, we decided it's a dwarf planet, so it doesn't count. Mm-hmm. Is it still a planet or is it not a planet?
It's fair. It's a fair question.
Like, if you're calling it a dwarf planet, okay, guess what? If we were calling dwarf people not people, then Ray wouldn't be a people.
Oh, well, that was targeted. Shots fired. Ray's not even in here and shots were fired.
I know, but you know what I'm saying? Like, just because it's smaller than the other person doesn't mean it's not valuable. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just find it weird. So yes.
I don't think it has to do with the fact that it's a dwarf planet. I think it has to do with what's on it and what makes it considered a planet. I don't think it has to do with the name, but
and
I
which
could
one
be
is
wrong.
That's Pluto that doesn't get counted anymore?
Yeah.
So, yes, the numbers quiz, I felt like it was more math, and I'm going to be honest with you. This dude right here?
Yeah, you dominated math?
Dominated math. Dominated. Like, crushed it. You know who my tutor was?
Who?
Kid. You want me to help you with your algebra?
I also see another trend here in that No Teeth Keith had a lot of influence on your life.
Yeah, because he got a math degree from the University of Texas at Austin.
Dang, look at him.
Yeah, and so he...
I sucked at math. That was the only B I ever got in my entire grades.
Oh my gosh, I got my first C in fifth grade, Miss Beard, science class. Oh, what up? Shout out, Miss Beard.
Listen, I know you give me a hard time all the time when we do quizzes and trivia and all that, but I got straight A's my entire life.
See, and I'm not gonna be rude, but that tells you about what straight A's means.
No, it was because, again, I would study really, really hard.
That's what I mean. It's straight A's.
And I would get it, and then I'd lose everything because that's just not how my memory didn't work that way.
Straight A's is people that are good, like the teacher likes.
No, it was really hard.
But you also study really hard, but the teacher's like, oh, Morgan's such a sweet girl, so I'm going to grade her. It's that
okay,
kind of way.
I don't think that happened.
Oh, I think.
Because I still got, like, there was still B's or different things on my papers.
I understand.
But my overall grades were always A's.
Yes. But back to math. So I dominated math. But you know what I did not dominate? Geometry. I failed that sucker. Goodness. I had to take it twice.
Yeah. When did geometry happen? Was that
sophomore year? Sophomore year for me.
Yeah.
Some people took it freshman year, or I think, but I took it sophomore. I took it sophomore and junior year because failed it. Miss Mulder, shout out. Thanks a lot. You were really hard. Yeah. I struggled. I just could not see the shape. Like, I can't see the shapes. I couldn't get it. I couldn't understand.
That's hard. Geometry's hard, though. It also is like, why do I need to know this?
Plus, like, proofs. What the dumbest thing we've ever done.
The fact that you even remember what they're all called is fascinating, because I had no idea until you just put it back in my brain.
You don't remember proofs? Side, angle, side.
I remember it now that you put it back into my brain.
And you
brain.
Had to go step by step how you got there. So you could use side, angle, side to use left, right, center, to use Pythagorean theorem. And it was like, what? What am I doing?
But at what point in our life now have we ever used that?
No, but maybe if you're an architect or an engineer, you use it.
Yes,
I don't
like,
know.
In high school, I feel like
if anybody
you need the basics.
Yes.
You don't, like, you go into college to specify, right?
Yes.
That's when you learn all of that. Like, high school should be the basics.
But it is basis. Maybe you fall in love with it and it's what you want to do.
I mean, maybe.
But if anybody in their life uses side, angle, side or proofs, please email me.
Or Pythagorean theorem.
I don't even know. or right, left, center, or, you know, because here's the thing. So we had a test and those proofs were so freaking hard. So freaking hard. They were 60% of the test. And then the other part was something else. And the proofs were so hard. I studied so hard. Boom. Nailed the proofs. Others half. Didn't even get time to study them. So I got a 60 on the test.
I'm telling you, though, I'm impressed that you even remember the names, because literally until you just said them, I had forgotten about them.
I know you got your computer there, so if you could Google some other names of the proofs, like side, angle, side.
Names of math proofs.
Yeah, I mean, because I want to know.
Fixed point theorem, paradox, there's the Basel problem. I mean, I don't even know what these
no,
are.
No, I don't think you're saying it right, because I need side, angle,
what
side.
Are three types of proofs?
No, do side, angle, side, and what are, you know what I mean? You got to type in side, angle, side.
Side, angle, side.
Yeah. Like,
well, it's a theorem. They're all theorems.
Okay.
So that's what I was listing for you with different theorems.
Well, you need to give me the. So yes. So you had to name all the ones to get to the. I mean, it's so stupid.
This hurts my brain even having to think about
it. Like, I hated geometry so much. So much. Like, in college, you want to know how good I was at algebra?
Mm-hmm.
So I had Mr. McHenry, Big Mac.
Okay? Yeah, this is giving me some PTSD right now looking this up.
It does. So Big Mac, dude, he was a big old dude. He liked to golf. real nice guy, quiet, kind of dry humor, funny. Mm-hmm. And the algebra final, I dominated algebra the whole time. And I needed like a 36 to get an A, right? Mm-hmm. Man, I filled out 40 points worth of stuff on the final and walked up to him and said, "Been a pleasure, Big Mac." Turned it in. That's it. I got an A.
You got an A?
Yeah. No need to take the whole test. Only did 40 points worth. Get out of here.
That's all you needed.
That's all I needed. I don't need to sit around and do this whole test.
That would make sense as to why you also, you know, could have finished college and credit short.
But yeah, so the numbers quiz I felt like was more math, and I was like, okay, I can do this. But if you ask me how many of this or that, I have no idea. Like, how much is in this? How many, like, cups in a gallon? I don't know.
You did get that question, though. There was like, how many ounces in a pound?
Well, that's kind of...
I didn't know it.
What?
Yeah. I know like ounces in cups.
See, that's what I'm saying. I wouldn't know any ounces in cups. All that crap is like, what?
But like ounces in a pound, I don't know. Because you're literally changing.
It's literally your human body. Like how much you weigh. That's how you, like when you go to the meat market.
Yeah.
And you're like, hey, can I get a pound of this? Even though you don't go to the meat market.
I don't eat meat. Okay. So that's why I don't apples. Know.
Oh, they weigh 26 ounces. Okay, it's a pound. But never mind.
See, but like the computer does all that for me.
Oh yeah, that's true. See, and that, oh man, that's another thing we need.
Speaking of the grocery store, though, I want to say something. It's gotten so easy to steal from places now, and I haven't stolen anything.
Oh yeah, tell me more.
But listen, I went to Walmart, okay, because this place has these makeup cotton pads that I needed. Right, it's the only place that carries their like ovals instead of rounds. I went there, and they were stocked. But they're stocked at like the top and they came in this big packaging, right? So there's like six of these packages in one huge clear bag.
Yeah.
And they're wrapped, right? I could have, when I went to the self-checkout line, just literally scanned one.
Absolutely.
And gone away. And one was like $1. But I scanned all of them and it's like $15-$20, right?
Okay.
So I easily could have paid for like 30 of these that I bought for $1, $2, $3 maybe.
Yeah.
And I didn't because I'm like, I'm a good person. But like they literally made it so easy. Nobody checked my bag. Nobody checked anything. Yeah. No, nothing.
Oh yeah.
I literally could have walked out of there spending $3 on something that's probably like $30.
I guarantee you the self-checkout, people don't scan half their, like just, oh no, didn't scan it. Didn't scan it. Because when I worked at Sam's Club, 6416, shout out San Antonio, 281 in Bitters, no longer there. There was these three guys, right? A couple of them were cart guys. One was a cashier. So one of the cart guys got off work and he went and shopping. And the other cart guy was relieving Wita on the door. And so he was checking receipts. So the cart guy went through the one guy's line at the register, got cologne, all this stuff. Didn't scan, but like two items. He pays. Puts it in his basket, walks over to the, you know, walk out the friend. Friend looks at the receipt, highlights it. You can walk out of the store.
How often did they get away with that?
I don't know, but a manager saw it. Boom, called cops. All three arrested.
And they worked there?
All worked there.
Oh.
And so then Joe was one of the guys. Renee was another one of the guys. And I don't remember the other guy. But Joe, he had a choice. The judge told him, you can join the military or you can be in trouble. He joined the Marines.
Dang.
That's right. That's how he got in the Marines, because he didn't want to get have a
Is
record.
Is he still a Marine?
No idea. No idea what happened to Joe. I could ask his best friend. His best friend, Javier, worked there. So I could ask Javier if he's ever taught, if he's talked to Joe or if they just kind of drifted apart. But yeah, Javier.
That's crazy.
Javier worked in cars and he went to hard lines. Then he went to soft lines. And now he's a firefighter. Shout out, Javier.
I mean, you know, look at him go.
Yeah, Javier Saucedo, that's his name. Shout out.
But isn't that crazy?
But yes, you could steal from a self-checkout. No problem.
Well, especially like Costco and Sam's Club, they do check you at the door.
Oh, do they check you? I mean, no way. Here's the thing. When I worked there, you would just look for big items. Like, okay, cigarettes, cool. On there. There's no way you can check all the things.
Yeah, but that's also why they don't offer bags, right? Unless you bring your own bags.
Yeah, but if you have 200 items, guess what? You think freaking Betty sitting at the front door or, you know, She could.
Poor Betty.
She worked at the Sam's with me.
I know. These are all the names. Like you and just Lenora. Throwing Lenora, names out there like nothing.
Let me tell you, Lenora worked there and she's one of those. She was like 70 and she had tattoos all over, like all sagging. Like I'm going back to the tattoo segment. But yeah, there's no way Betty is sitting there looking at all 200 items.
I mean, yeah, you're right. You're not wrong.
I know because I worked there.
But I would say it's definitely harder to steal at those, clearly, as the three guys found out very quickly. Oh, man.
You want to know what another guy did?
Oh, boy.
Yeah. All right. We don't have time.
No. What is it?
So I always thought he was a little off, right? Mm-hmm. And I moved from carts to cashier for like a couple weeks. And he came through my line and bought all this stuff, like expensive stuff. And I was like, man, maybe he, and he paid with a gift card. And I was like, man, maybe he just puts his whole paycheck on a gift card. Mm-hmm. Like, cause I felt like he was a little off, right? Cause he bought a camcorder in my line.
Okay.
You know? Mm-hmm. And like a week later, I got moved back out to carts cause two cart guys got in a fight.
There's a lot of drama at this place that you worked at. Dang.
And you know how he got busted?
How?
Because he started shopping at our Sam's with it. And he worked there. If he would have just stayed at Walmart, no one would have ever known. Ever known.
Also, that's like, how are you stealing keys from a manager?
I don't know. It's COS. That's, I guess, manager, but they just wore a blue vest. And so they were a little bit higher than cashier. But they
still, like, they're on them. Like, the keys are on them. You know what I mean?
Yes. Isn't that crazy? But Wild. He got busted because he started shopping at our Sam's instead of just staying at Walmart's. Because that would be the smart thing to do. Like, Walmart, like, there's no one's going to know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. But it's
just like, it's shocking to me. And again, I would never do it because like, I don't want to go to jail. I don't want to figure out what that's like. So I'm going to always be honest. But the fact that it's so easily able to happen just blows my mind.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's because of lack of employees, if it's lack of people wanting, you know, to work that are there. I don't know. But because it also too, like I'll return things online and I don't like wasting things, right? Like everything at my house has a place. And if something's out of place, I want to return it or make sure it goes back. I don't need to keep extra things. Okay.
Okay.
So if I get some clothes in the mail and they don't work, I'm going to return them.
Hey, can you talk to my wife?
She not do that?
No, let me, I won't get on that.
So I'll literally make sure to return them. And there's some places that you can go online, say, hey, this didn't work for me. You know, I want my money back. I'm going to return it. And they'll be like, okay, here's your, and you can opt to get like a gift card to the place and keep the item, or you can like get your money back and pay for shipping or whatever. And so I'm like, okay, well, some cases I'll ship them and do it, whatever. And but sometimes it makes sense to like keep the gift card. But then I have like a extra pair of things that I can never wear again. But like, it's wasteful.
You can donate it.
Well, I give it to friends or somebody that I know can wear it. But you know what I mean? I'm just like, we are so in this, I don't know if it's just laziness or what it is, but like, it's so easy to, that's why also scams I feel like happen so often is because it's so easy. Like we're just in this place of everything is incredibly easy to get away with.
Heck yeah.
Which is sad.
But you like computers. They make everything easy.
I know.
Yeah.
But that was my point of the whole Walmart situation. I was like, dang, I could have stole, but I was a good person.
Good. Don't steal.
I can't. Listen.
Have you ever stolen?
I haven't.
What? You've never stolen anything.
The one time I told you, remember, was the toilet, was the paper towels. And remember, I sent it on air. We went and made them again.
I cannot believe you've never stolen anything.
I, lunchbox, two things. I'm a terrible liar. Like, I really am.
You ain't gonna lie because you ain't telling anybody you're stealing it. You just take it.
I know, but like, I'm not good. Like, I'll giggle in awkward situations. I'm not a good liar.
All right.
And two, I'm injustices stuff. Like, I've firmly, like, it is my whole being. I can't handle it.
All right.
So it will never happen in my life.
Okay.
But it blew my mind that people would probably take advantage of that and that would happen. So, you know, I just had to bring it to attention. So maybe people don't do it.
Or they're going to be like, oh, it's a good idea. I'm going to try that.
Don't do it. That was my goal. In at number four, Bobby's children's book became a bestseller. We also, you know, heard on the show this week how Lunchbox's kids were fighting over it. That happened too. We're not talking about that. The fight that you made your kids have.
But shout out to my kids because they heard themselves on the radio.
Did they like that?
And they go, Mama, that's a kid on the radio.
But they didn't realize it was them.
No, no. Mm.
And but that's pretty cool that they recognized it was a kid.
And my wife goes, that's you guys.
What did they say?
Nothing. I didn't get it.
Hey, but that was halfway. That was like the halfway, like, oh, that's kids.
Yeah.
There's no way that's me.
I mean, pretty soon they're going to have the famous talk with their friends.
Mm, that they're famous. The one that Ray talked about having with his brother?
Yep. Mm. Exactly.
Interesting. Because the kids are going to be famous, even though you don't post the kids.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, they probably think they're famous now because they were on the radio.
Yeah. That's funny.
It's kind of a big deal.
No, that's
at
pretty cute.
At 3 years old and 2 years old to be on the radio, they're like, dang. They're walking around that daycare a little bit, a little more status.
A little let's chip just say, on their shoulder.
Let's just say that they're walking a little higher. People are, you know, hey, give me your snack.
I love them. That's cute. I love that they recognized it. They just didn't recognize it.
Recognize it was them.
I do want to know, do you have anything going on in your life right now that's a little bit different? I mean, we talked about the tree stuff. Have you fix the ceiling yet?
No, I haven't fixed the ceiling yet. So we had someone come out and they were like, oh, we'll give you an estimate. And here we are a week later. And guess what? They have not given us an estimate. So I'm like, well, obviously I don't want to hire you because if I hire you, is this how the work's going to be? Like, oh, we'll get it done tomorrow. And then I won't see you for a week. So I'm already annoyed as crap. Was in contact with another contractor. Hey, can you come out and give us a bid? And he emailed my wife back and he said, look, if you're obviously, I don't think we're a good fit if you're wanting me to give you a quote, because I like to work hand in hand with the insurance company to make sure we get the best work done. But if you want to just get quotes, you may save a few bucks, but
that's
I don't know
what how, he said.
Yeah. And I'm like, we were just trying to get a quote. Like, how much is it going to be? Like, we weren't trying to say, you know what I mean? Like, we don't want to go with the guy that's going to charge $500, but we don't want to go with the guy that's going to charge $500,000. We want to try to figure out what.
Yeah.
And I thought it came off as really like
very entitled.
Entitled. Almost like I'm so good that I don't need other people bidding. Like
what in
and
the
it was just
world?
Like okay. So then
or
I told
he was a scam.
I told
which
my,
is probably what it was.
I told my wife, I was like, I don't think I want to hire him. Like I was like, I don't even email him back because it felt mm-hmm. dirty.
Well, and it like if that was the start of how you guys started working
exactly.
together, it's not going to be any better.
That's what I mean. Like what else is he going to tell me? I'm like, all right, we're out.
He would probably be one of those ones that come on the news where they like really mess up the thing and then you're in a worse case situation, you know? That's what I get. Those are the vibes I get from
don't
an email
worry,
like
I've
that.
Had that happen.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
We don't
that.
Need that to happen again.
Yeah, I had to take someone to court. You know what I'm saying?
We don't need that. We don't need more court situations.
No.
So as of right now, there's still holes in the ceiling.
Still holes in the ceiling, insulation hanging down, broken boards, tarps on our roof. And they're supposed to be waterproof, so hey.
The tarps are supposed to be waterproof?
Yeah, gosh. I can't.
Is there anything else interesting going on in your life besides the holes in your ceiling?
No, not really interesting. I don't think. No.
I've had to totally change my diet.
Why?
I have to be gluten-free right now.
I don't know what that means.
Basically, I can't have any of the gluten in any of
no,
my
no,
foods.
No, I understand that you can't. No, I understand, like, when you say you're gluten-free.
Well, you said you didn't know.
No. I understand what you're saying. Like, you can't eat the gluten in foods. But I don't know what gluten is, so I don't know where you
have. It's starch. It's basically like this very specific starch that doesn't necessarily need to be in foods in the first place. Like an additive almost.
Okay. So you'd have to ask at the restaurant, hey, do you have gluten in that?
No, you just ask, like, do you have gluten-free options? And then typically most places at this point have some type of option. And at, like, grocery stores and stuff, they'll say gluten-free.
Does it taste different?
Some of it does, yeah. I mean, it definitely, like
is gluten sugar?
Okay, or let me give you the exact
thank
definition.
You, because I don't know.
A substance present in cereal grains, especially wheat, that is responsible for the elastic texture of dough. So it's literally like an additive.
I wonder if there's gluten in my burrito.
Oh, yeah, there absolutely is.
How do you know?
In tortilla, anything flour, almost always is. At least now they've started creating like gluten-free different flour things, but most things that are like straight up flour, unless that's a corn, then corn is gluten-free.
Oh, okay.
So it just, they're all basically a lot of carbs and starches and stuff like that.
Got it.
Because I'm trying to
figure out. Is it really difficult?
It's not difficult, but like in general, I'm just also trying to eat like whole foods, and that's hard. Like going from eating like processed foods and everything that like we've had in our diet for so long to like really trying to eat whole cooked foods.
So you're telling me no Taco Bell?
For right now, no.
Why? Yeah. What's wrong?
No. So I'm going to a doctor and we're just trying out some different things, sensitivities in me, see what's going on with my thyroid. We're really like trying to work through, see if that's what's actually wrong or if there's something else going on. So it's like we're working through these.
You got to amputate your thyroid?
I don't have to amputate my thyroid yet.
Okay.
But it's like, it's a process. It's like a 6-week process where we like try and figure it out. And right now.
So can you drink alcohol?
Yeah, I can. It's just, but there are like certain things that are better because there are alcohols that have wheat in them because they come from different wheats or whatever. So I think Tito's is one that's gluten-free.
Oh, okay.
I haven't looked into it much because I really haven't drank since this all started happening. I just kind of have been on the up and up trying to eat totally full.
Got it.
So I'm like being healthy as much as I possibly can.
Okay, that makes sense.
See if my body starts feeling better in different ways.
Well, I hope it does. I hope the gluten is the key.
I hope so. It'd be nice if I at least had an answer finally to all this stuff.
All this drama in your body, you know.
Right?
Me, I got nothing. And if I have something, I don't know. I haven't gone to the doctor in a while, so.
Yeah, it's always a good thing if you can go to the doctor, though, you know.
Well, no, I go to the doctor when I need to.
Just when you need to.
Yeah.
Do you have a physician? Like a set physician?
No. She moved back to Canada.
Oh, well, that's sad.
That was 2 years ago.
Yeah. Most people don't. Honestly, and also, why do you? Kind of.
Well, I mean, you had to have a, whatever they call them, primary care person on your insurance. That's still mine.
Yeah. I mean, why not? It's fine.
Yeah. You said, do you have a dentist?
I do have a dentist.
That's good.
Yeah. I do. My teeth are very important to me. Yeah. I'm also still in Invisalign, too, so I kind of have to.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I got a dentist too.
You got a dentist. Yeah. At least you have that one.
Yeah.
Dentist is good. Doctors are harder because yes, you should technically go once a year, but also that's a whole other animal in healthcare. Man, so different thing. But yes, for right now, that's the big change happening in my life.
Okay.
And
yeah.
So far it's going great.
I'm glad. You seem like a different person.
I am totally.
I can tell that you lost the gluten in your eyes.
Hi, listener. I'm Carol Fisher, the host of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister. I'm so excited for you to hear the brand new season where we're uncovering a 35-year-old mystery. But for those of you who didn't hear season one or just want to listen to it again, you can now get access to all episodes of that first season of The Girlfriends 100% ad-free through the iHeart True Crime Plus subscription, which is available exclusively on Apple Podcasts. You'll also get access to every single episode of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, ad-free and 1 week early, only available to iHeart True Crime Plus subscribers. So what are you waiting for? Head to Apple Podcasts, search for iHeart True Crime Plus, and subscribe today.
My simple solution to the problem was remove people from the scene and help them feel safer.
In response to attacks against Asian Americans, Maddie Park raised over $250,000 to donate cab rides to the Asian community.
There is so much more work to be done. We really need to come together and tackle this issue as a community.
Support the Asian community. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
Super fun segment that everyone loved on the show this week was Blind Disney Karaoke, coming in at number 3. Listen, Lunchbox, I need your tip right now. Top 3 tips. I'm going to Disney for the first time ever.
I don't know.
What did you love there? What were your top 3 rides? Because you've been before, right?
I've been before. Well, I went as a kid, but I don't remember it as a kid. Like,
you've never gone as like an adult or... And the kids are too young still probably at this
right.
point.
Right. Oh, I'm not taking my kids to Disney. We've talked about doing a family Disney, like with my sister's kids and my brother's kid. But I said, guys, my kids are 3, 2, and 8 months. You know how much fun that'll be for them? And you know how much fun it'll be for their parents? So we're going to wait a couple years and then we can go?
Yeah, you got to get them up to some higher ages so they can at least remember it too.
Yes, I remember going as a kid. And I was too short to ride any of the rides. And there was a roller coaster. And my sister went on it. And my dad went on it. My brother was too scared. So he didn't go on it.
That's what you remember.
I do remember that. And so I've been as an adult, but just kind of chill. Like it wasn't like we were like running around. Like my goddaughter Veda, we would go with her. And she loved it. And I mean, I don't know what rides we rode. I mean, I'm just like, oh, yeah, you want to go on that ride? Okay, I'll go ride on that ride. I mean, I'm not a big Disney.
Yeah, you're not a nerdy guy at all.
No, no, don't be. No, okay, listen.
I'm nerdy. I will be a Disney nerd.
No.
Yes, I will.
No.
I don't care what you say.
You do not know what I'm about to say, but you better not do it.
I will.
You and your mom and your sister better not. I'll have the matching Disney ears. Oh my God.
We don't have matching one, but I did buy Disney ears from Amazon and they're like all different colors.
Like the families that wear the exact same shirts, like what are you doing?
Oh, we also don't have that either.
Like that is so nerdy. Like such dorks.
No, listen, I bought a shirt that has Stitch on it from Lilo and Stitch, and I got my Baby Yoda hat. So I do have
You're not wearing a Baby Yoda hat.
Yeah, I am. Oh, it's a bucket well, it's a black bucket hat and then just a teeny tiny Baby Yoda on it. It's perfect because I'm excited to go see the Star Wars stuff.
Oh boy.
I'm telling you, I'm nerding out. What are your? Those are my vacation plans, though. What are yours? Do you have any?
Yeah, I'm going to go to the beach, even though I hate the beach.
You hate the beach, but you're going to the beach.
Yeah, sometimes you got to let the wife say, okay, let's go to the beach. Like, I'm just not a beach person. I don't understand the beach. You want to know what the beach is? It's really freaking hot. There's no shade.
We just talked about being hot all the time.
There's no shade.
Unless you buy an umbrella.
Okay, and guess what? Guess how well that umbrella works.
Yeah, not very
well. For that little circle, I mean, you got it all... So it's windy out at the beach usually. So sand gets all up in everything and you just get freaking roasted like a lobster. I mean, how fun is that? Like, there's nowhere to just chill.
Okay, so if you had it your way, where would you be going?
The lake. You can chill in the lake. You can play in the lake. The ocean, you don't do anything.
Do you ever go jet skiing or like...
No, you don't jet ski in the ocean.
Yeah, you do. I've jet skied in the ocean a lot.
No. Now, I mean, all you can do is go back and forth. It's not like
especially if you go jet skiing in the ocean, you can find dolphins.
I understand that, but I'm not trying to find a shark either.
Okay, I'm scared of sharks. Got it. Check.
Yep, absolutely. So, I mean, I see people jet skiing and they just go back and forth. They don't. You can't go see. You can't go do stuff, and the waves are so huge. I don't know how you really do it.
Yeah, like, but it's. I mean, I'm telling you, it's fun. You should look. It's if you're not super excited about being on the beach all the time. Look into jet skiing.
Probably not.
You just don't go reckless because then you don't fly off. You'll be fine.
But no, that's the whole point is to go reckless so you fly off.
You can go still crazy and you can go really fast. But I'm saying don't go reckless because
then
you
got to wear goggles.
You got to
wear goggles.
I don't think we wore goggles.
Well, how do you get salt water in your eyes?
I mean, you got a lot of excuses for not jet skiing.
No,
in the
I'm
ocean.
Just saying the ocean is just dumb. Like no, it's just dumb.
Okay.
The beach is dumb.
I do agree that the lake is a great time. But
the lake is so much better. Pound for pound, the lake outdoes the ocean every day of the week, twice on Sundays. Like, it is so ridiculous. So yeah, you're going to go to the beach and it's going to be like, oh my God, it's so freaking hot. We've been here how long? 3 minutes? Oh, cool. All right. Like you can't really do anything. Like I'm not going to build.
What do the kids do? Do they like building sandcastles? And like,
no, they like taking one, they take one little bucket, do it. And then they like to stomp on it. So it's not like you're building a sandcastle.
I don't feel like, and the beach is kind of meant to be relaxing. Is it relaxing with children?
No, because I'm hot. Oh, I'm hungry. I'm thirsty. I don't want to get in the water. All right, I'll get in the water. Ah, the water's cold. I mean, it's just, listen, the ocean just sucks. I mean, maybe because I didn't grow up going to the ocean, so I don't get it. Like, I just don't like the beach. The beach is terrible. It's not fun. Whatever. So I'm going to go to the beach and I'm going to be like, yay, the beach. It is nice. Like if you wake up early in the morning and go run on the beach, like when no one's on there and it's kind of cool, that's fine. But just sitting there in the heat, like we're leaving 95, 98 degree weather to go to 105 degree weather. That makes a lot of sense. I mean, have a great vacation, guys. All right, cool.
So you're not particularly excited about this
vacation. It'll be fine. I mean, I like getting out of town. Like, it's cool. I like to get out of town, but that is not
your idea of a good time.
No. Because you could just lay there, and I'm like, well, I don't want to just lay there. Like, I can lay in my backyard.
I'm with you, though. I'm not a huge fan of the beach. Like, people are like, let's go relax for a little bit. I'm like, no, let's go do activities. If you're going to get me out, let's go do something.
I'd rather go do something. Mm-hmm. I'd rather go do something, and it's just weird. She grew up going to the beach. Mm-hmm. I grew up going to the lake, so we're just kind of opposite.
Like, so do you kind of trade off?
Yeah.
Sometimes you go to the beach, sometimes you go to the lake.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's hard. It is a different lifestyle. And it's as much as they are both water and bodies of water, they're very different.
Yeah. Because the lake, you know, you can go out, hang out in the water, go back inside, chill in the yard, play some game. The beach, you got to haul everything to the beach. You got to freaking, you're falling down because you got so much crap trying to get chairs and stuff.
We now have very vivid images of what it's going to be like for lunchbox at the beach.
And then, before you get in the car, got to wash off in the little shower before the lake. Just go inside, sit on the couch. Cool.
This is true. Well, I hope you end up having a good time.
I'll have a good time.
And you don't get totally roasted.
I will have a good time.
You will.
Yeah.
You will enjoy, and you'll enjoy the relaxing. And
no, there's no relaxing. I have 3 kids. I don't know if you know this, but...
Well, I hope they have nap time and you can get some relaxing in.
Yeah, I can get some
nap time. That's what I'll hope for.
Yeah, I can't wait. Only problem is we're all in the same room.
Oh boy.
That's going to be tough.
That is going to be tough.
Oh, my God.
It'll be great, though. We're just going to put that energy out. That's going to be a great time for you.
Okay? But I do. I like my family, so it's good.
At least you like your family.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of some exciting stuff, too, in at number 2, Abby is joining a band, which is so exciting. Boy. We're not going there. Lunchbox, right. I see you. I see your wheels turning. Anything. We're not. We're just going to leave it out there. It's really cool. You can watch the announcement and how Lunchbox felt about it. Up at BobbyBones.com. But we're going to do real quick, okay? This is our last thing we're doing.
Okay, real quick.
Spitfire random questions, okay?
Yeah, spitfire.
Okay, we don't actually spit on the mic.
No, spit and fire.
Oh, boy. Okay, what is the best meal you have ever eaten?
That's tough. Best Bros in Las Vegas is really good. Chino Poblano is really good. It's like Best Bros is like Korean barbecue. Mm-hmm. Dynamite. And I don't like cauliflower, but when I was in Tampa and my son was with RSV, was in the hospital, there was a restaurant across the street and they had some, like, I don't even know, spicy cauliflower. So I don't even know what is, Kung Pao cauliflower. And I was like, oh, I'm going to try that. Amazing. Amazing. What's the best meal you've ever had?
Those are dream about it foods that you just shared. There's two. There was Not Your Mother's Deli in D.C., and it's the best bagel I've ever had in my life. So good. It's like a bagel sandwich situation. It was dessert bagel. Amazing. And then Little Italy in Boston, or like the East End or whatever it's called. In Boston, I ate at an Italian restaurant and it was incredible.
Yeah, okay.
And I know you're going to make fun of me for saying
Italian. Yeah, I was going to say, most people, if you don't know what she's talking about, it's Italian, but she says it
weird. Hey, I'll say up there in Boston and New York, not one person corrected me saying Italian. So, I mean, that's the real Italian.
You know what
there.
Happens up there in New York? They don't talk to anybody. So
I said Italian, or I'd say things, and nobody thought twice about it.
Okay.
So, you know, those are the real Italians up there, and they don't care.
Okay.
And I'll keep saying it. But definitely up there. Those were like the two places. And I, like... And the dessert bar in Maine. Like I do. When you dream, I dream about things. I'm like, these are the places I dream about.
Okay.
Yeah. So just eating up in the Northeast, basically. What is one item on your bucket list?
Beyond the Price is Right but that was back when Bob Barker with Drew Carey. It's like, it's cool, but it's not as cool because I watched Bob Barker
Drew
as a kid.
Drew Carey's been doing it for a while, though,
for
right?
For a while, but, you know, as a kid, I watched Bob Barker, and I always thought it'd be so cool to go up there and win $100, you know, from his pocket because I got something exactly right.
Oh.
Like, my bid was exactly right on the contestant row. That's my bucket list.
Still on your bucket list, though, even though it's not him. That's okay.
Survivor. Now it's on there as Survivor. I don't think I could win because I'm older now and older people don't win, but I would dominate. I don't know if I'd dominate the physical, but the social, people would love me out there.
You'd eat it up.
I'd eat it up. I would eat it up.
Is there a like social aspect of that?
Oh,
like voting
yeah.
Who stays?
You
got to
outwit, outplay, outlast. So your social game got to be on point.
Got to be friends with everyone.
Got to be friends with everyone. Mm. Yeah.
Kind of be like Bobby's new show. You'd be the snake in the grass.
Yeah. But I haven't seen it, so I don't know if that's, I don't know. But those are, I guess that's my bucket list.
Be on a reality show.
Go to a World Series game, things like that. But I mean, I don't really have a bucket list. Oh, World Cup. I'm going to go to the World Cup game when they come to the United States. Get called up to Team USA. That's a bucket list item. Maybe
I feel like you could do a guest appearance on Team USA.
No, yeah, right. Stop.
That'd be kind of cool.
They would never. No, stop. They would not.
I'm putting it out in the universe for you.
It was a joke.
I'm just saying.
Make the NBA.
Okay. Well, I'm not putting that one in the universe. Okay. I put the other one out in the universe for you. That's funny. Yours is all like TV shows and sports. Mine's all like travel based. Like I want to go to Italy, Australia. I want to like travel.
Oh yeah. I want to travel more. I mean, I've only been to Greece. That's the only place I went on my honeymoon.
So jealous.
But the problem is I don't want to fly. I don't like flying over the ocean. So don't know how far I'm going to go.
That's an irrational fear, huh? Don't like flying over the ocean is a problem for you.
No, it's not an irrational fear. It's a true fear. You want to know why?
Why?
Because if we crash, no one will ever find my body.
True. Is that also the same with sharks?
Well, I mean, then a shark will eat me and no one will ever find my body. Yeah, that's not cool.
There's an ocean thing going on. That's not cool. For you.
Like I won't go on a cruise ship where I can't see the land.
Cruise ships are so fun, though.
Can't see the land.
They're
not doing it.
Such a great time.
Yeah, what happens if it sinks? How are you going to swim to land?
You do. You got an irrational fear there going on of the ocean.
It's not irrational.
Okay. It's not irrational.
Thank you.
You have a rational fear of the ocean.
Thank you.
But yeah, all my bucket list items, literally the ones in my phone are literally all travel based. So if I could just travel the world, I would be a happy person.
You could.
Mm-hmm. I know. Maybe at some point in my life. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
If you could choose a brand new name for yourself, what would it be? This is what we're going to end on.
Mm-hmm. Brand new name?
Okay, I'll let you answer one of these two.
Okay.
If you had brand new name or if you had to live as an animal for 1 year, which would you choose?
A dog.
A dog?
Heck yeah.
But like a really spoiled dog?
Exactly. I was going to say, because my owner spoils me, gives me all these bones. I get to live inside, lay around, and nap all day. Mm-hmm. Give me a dog all day long. I'm smart. I go on walks. I get to go to the dog park. I mean, yeah.
That's good. I do like a dog. I'm going with a sloth, though, because they also nap all the time and they move very slow.
Oh, my gosh.
And they're very, very adorable creatures, and everybody loves them.
I don't know about that. Not about everybody.
Everybody loves a sloth.
You might.
Okay. Most people should love a sloth. Yeah. They have no harm done to anyone.
I think you're probably right. And I'm sorry that I didn't know. I didn't have an answer to your you change? Whatever. But thanks for having me. I really do appreciate it.
No, it was fun. And in at number one this week was Eddie's lifeguard test, which was super fun to hear, not only to hear for us.
Wait, I'm here for Eddie's number one? I don't get a number
it's
one?
It's okay.
Gosh.
Listen, you're going to be okay. But he did that lifeguard test and it was super funny to watch. So if you want to check that out, bobbybones.com, the whole video of his entire lifeguard test is up there. And it's funny. Lunchbox and I were watching it in studio as it was happening. We would look over at each other and laugh. So it's worth a watch, right?
Lunch? Yes, it absolutely is. And make sure after you get done listening to this, you go back and say happy birthday to Scuba Steve. It was his birthday this week. And also Mike D, it was his birthday. Happy birthday, Mike D. So if you missed that, guys, go back and say happy birthday. Mm-hmm. If not, hit me on socials, Radio Lunchbox.
And where can they hear you?
Oh, the Sore Losers, Eddie, Ray, and myself. We do a little podcast. Listen, it's some sports, some not. Idiot sports, fun. Three guys laughing and chopping it up.
That's great. It is a great podcast. You guys also talked a lot of NASCAR this week, too. And what else?
What else did we talk about?
Mm-hmm. Sports.
We talked sports, Deshaun Watson. We talked about... NBA draft, golf. We talked about Eddie wants to get kicked in the nuts. We talked about a lot of things.
Yeah, there's a lot there.
Yeah,
definitely a dude's podcast, but all the ladies love it too. So check that out. And I am at WebGirlMorgan on all the things. And of course, the Bobby Bones Show at Bobby Bones Show. You can find all the content from this week and more up there. But Lunchbox, thanks for joining me.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And answering all my awkward questions. I appreciate it.
No, it wasn't awkward at all. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about it. The only one that was awkward is what would you change your name to?
Hey, I want you to think about that. Next time you come on, you have an answer, okay?
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.